I saw a Facebook post from Ken Mayer this morning, which brings us right into line with the piece that we're going to do today about deer in the countryside and the amount of deer that's there, and calls at a recent IFA meeting, which was attended by Minister for State Michael Healy-Rae and Fianna Fáil TD, for Kerry Michael Cahill, at which calls were made for a bounty to be placed on deer to control the numbers, which farmers are saying are affecting livestock, breaking fences, affecting their land, and also making the situation very dangerous on our roads. Well, the Facebook posting came here this morning, was taken from the early hours of this morning, in daylight, I might add, and there were two Sika deer on the street in Kenmare. Something I've never seen before in my life living in the town. Does that tell you a story about the prevalence of deer? How many of them are there? Where they're encroaching in terms of towns and rural urban areas, not just out in the countryside? Well, does that give strength to the call for a bounty on deer? Well, one person who's dead set against that is Gerry Boland, who's a long-time animal rights campaigner and advocate. He's described the proposal put forward at the local IFA meeting in Kerry to introduce a bounty on deer as populist, with no scientific basis, a crude and unhelpful intervention. I spoke to him and asked him why he is saying that.
Yeah, well, I say that because we're killing an enormous number of deer anyway. So the idea of sending more people out on a bounty and to arrive at local Garda stations or whatever it is with severed heads or tongues of deer is preposterous. It's a throwback to the dark ages of bounty hunting. Over 78,000 deer were killed illegally, were killed legally by over 6,500 hunters in 2023. That does not include the number of deer that are killed illegally by poachers, which is anecdotally quite significant, but nobody knows, nor does it include the number of deer that are killed on roads. So we're possibly killing, as it is, about 100,000 deer nationally. So it's not as if we're not trying to deal with the problem, if there is a problem. And of course, that is a debate. It is a complex issue, Gerry. Like, nobody is denying that it's a complex issue. I don't have the answers to it. But what I would say is that the government commissioned a report or an investigation in 2022 by the Irish Deer Commission into this issue. And I have read the report, which came out a couple of years ago. And in the 28-page report, there isn't a single sentence or word or mention of alternative methods. So the fact of the matter is that the government is fixed on this idea that if we have a problem with animal population, the only solution is to kill them. And as an animal rights advocate, obviously, I'm not in favour of killing healthy animals. I'm not. Sure. Of course, I accept that there's an issue in relation to the number of deer. I'm an environmentalist myself. And of course, I realise that there is an issue with them going into forests and damaging young growth. But I do believe that there's a suite of alternative measures that if some effort and money was put into it, would alleviate the situation and reduce this hysteria that's going on about killing these deer.
Is it hysteria, though? Like, the argument from the farming lobby is that they're damaging farms, they're endangering people on roads, there's more and more of them encroaching on their land, breaking fences, interfering with their livestock. There's been a number of issues that have been pointed to as well, that there's been, you know, obviously there was a decrease in activity during COVID in terms of hunting and other things like that. There's been a worldwide crash in venison prices, and they're saying permits are too slow coming from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Service through the OPW. And they're saying that, look, you know, increased afforestation, it's all combining to create what they're saying is a perfect storm of increase. So something, I suppose, radical needs to be done. And maybe, is it the easiest way, the quickest way to bring in a bounty? What's your response to those arguments?
Well, they're all good arguments. But what I would say to you is all anecdotal. Like, nobody, the state included, has done a survey on how many deer are in the country. And in my mind, if it's going to be evidence-based, you have to know how many deer are there in the first place. So there are greater populations in some counties, one of them being Kerry. But it is anecdotal. And the fact of the matter is that, I know this isn't a solution, but, you know, we ourselves as a human population are vastly overpopulated. And so the whole ecosystem is turned on its head. So every now and again, we have certain animals that become larger populations. And again, I would go back to the fact that the solution isn't going out and shooting healthy deer. We already, as I said already, we already have over 6,500 hunters shooting them during the course of the year, killing about 80,000 of them. Like, nobody knows what is manageable numbers. Again, that would be anecdotal. So the farmers will never be satisfied on, until the numbers have gone to some very small amount. Can I just mention a couple of the possible solutions?
Yeah, sure. What would be alternatives to culling or a bounty on deer, to your
Well,
mind?
as I say, it's a suite of measures. None of these are going to work on their own. But in the States, they use a thing called an ultrasound whistle, which is a small whistle that you attach to the bonnet of your car, which emits a sound that that frightens the deer. Now, obviously, that is has limited use, but it has been shown in the States to have some use. You could also have, again, this is problematic. Some of these are problematic, but as I say, nobody has put any money or any thought into this. But there is a possibility of relocating some populations of deer to counties where the numbers are quite low, because there are seven counties in Ireland which have very large populations of deer, and there are other counties where I am, for instance, in Leitrim and Roscommon, where the deer population isn't that large. So you could relocate some small numbers. You could also put strategic fencing in certain areas where there are motorways, etc., and large numbers of deer. Again, it's logistically difficult, but it is possible to be done. And the one main one that is being investigated right around the world in different countries that we have put no effort into is the idea of introducing a contraceptive into the wild population. Now, even as an animal rights advocate, I'm wary about that, but it can be done. There are trials being done in the UK and in Italy at the moment on grey squirrels and boar, where they have devised a device where they're the only animals that can get them. So there isn't even any effort going into trying to find out an alternative to these things. And the last one, Jerry, I say, and again, your listeners will be probably throwing things at the radio when they hear this, but it's what I do myself. I live in North Roscommon. I live near Lough Key, and there's a lot of deer around there. So when I'm driving home at night time, which I often do, and I'm driving through a wooded area, I slow down. I slow down. If people, so that is there. That's just a suite of measures. But my argument is that we need to be looking at a way of dealing with these issues without the trigger happy approach. The only thing we ever think of is killing them. The same thing happens with seals, as you know, with fishermen deciding that the only thing to do is to shoot them. I'm against that completely.
And Jerry, you can understand though people frustrated. If you ask people to slow down in a place like Kerry where there's a lot of deer, they'll be driving slow 24/7. And people would say, and again, as you said, you're right about the numbers. No proper survey has been done of the numbers, but people would anecdotally feel there's been a massive increase. Drivers are seeing more incidences where they see deer on the side of the road or out on the road as they go about their business. You ask people to slow down, while it's always good policy to slow down to protect everybody on our roads, but slowing down in an area where you might de meet deer all the time, you'll be going very slow very often, and people get frustrated with that.
Okay, I understand that, but if we're going to continue to be shooting the deer to solve the solution, going back to the very original point, having bounty hunters going out there is not the solution. We have, issue licenses, the huge numbers of licenses going out there. If we have to issue more, but in the meantime, we should have a situation where at least we're looking at alternatives, and we're not doing that. That's the main problem.
So do you think that the minister should be looking at that while saying, right, we'll increase the permits, cull to keep a limit on the population or stop the growth of the population, but at the same time, look for different options. Start putting money and investment behind the options you're talking about, see if they can help.
Look, as a realist, and I'm an animal rights advocate, I'm not advocating the killing of healthy animals, but as a realist, I know this is going to continue for until a solution is solved. And what I'm saying is that in the meantime, money and research should go into these into alternative ways of doing this, other than just having the trigger happy. We need to be living in a more compassionate society where we're not targeting animals as soon as they kind of step out of line.
Do you think that the politicians here, and look, in this instance, it was Minister Michael Healy and Deputy Michael Cahill, but other politicians across the country were listening, do you think that they lean on these easy answers because they are easy answers? They're
Well,
not
they are easy.
complicated, Paul, and
Well,
that's
they are.
why they support them.
There are easy answers. They are easy answers, but they're also, they don't think that there are other solutions because we don't think that way. We have a situation with the relation to animals, and as an animal rights advocate, I have to say this, where animals are exploited and abused in every industry you can think of. Do you know what I mean? So it's just an accepted fact that animals are there for us to be used. And if they get in the way, well, then we shoot them. And I don't come from that perspective at all. I think animals are not here for our use in that sense. I think they're here for their own reason and they should be allowed to live their lives out in whatever way they can. And that's a different kind of view and that's a different argument for another day, I think.
Okay. All right, Jerry. Well, look, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the program and give us your view on that.
Thank you, Jerry.